USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wind and solar energy production is setting records in the United States. A new report from Bloomberg New Energy Finance shows the renewable energy resources accounted for 13% of the country's power last year. That's the highest ever and is a 4% increase from 2020. Russia military operations are ongoing in Ukraine, with those forces specifically targeting major Ukrainian cities. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says gaining control of those cities is a vital part of Russia's plan.
What we see, Neil, here is an attempt on multiple lines of access by the Russians to seize major population centers. Obviously, Kyiv, the capital city, being the main one that they're after, but they're going after these population centers so that they can again assume more control.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wade Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
A Republican senator is calling out President Biden. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt explains.
President Joe Biden continues to tell Americans and Russian President Vladimir Putin that his administration was fully ready for war all along. But Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, told Newsmax there's a lot more than just the Russian threat.
We should be focusing on Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. I call them the new axis of evil. So we know that Russia and China and Iran were quite emboldened by what they saw take place in Afghanistan. The American people want answers.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announcing that his wife is cancer-free. In a video posted on Twitter, the governor saying the update comes after his wife went through both treatment and surgery for the cancer. The Major League Baseball strike continues with no end in sight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
An automaker is making a big announcement.
Ford CEO Jim Farley is shifting company operations, creating three separate automotive business units that include its existing commercial division.
We can't compete with the very best of the ICE or the BEV world by working on battery electrics from 9 and 10 in the morning. We have to be focused. This announcement is all about focus and capability.
Ford Blue will focus on the traditional internal combustion engine. Ford Model E will develop the battery electric vehicles and connectivity. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Actress Bethany Frankel is helping Ukrainian refugees through the Be Strong initiative, which focuses on getting Ukrainians out and getting aid in. She joins Fox News to talk about it.
We now are very organized in having travel partners to book them tickets by plane, by train, and handle transportation for them to get these refugees to where they need to go. We are working on a very substantial lodging partnership, which will be a way that we can get these people someplace to stay around Poland or in other countries.
The View host Joy Behar is laughing off a fall on the set of the talk show. Behar fell on camera while she was trying to sit in her chair. She was met with cheers from the audience as she got up and joked, "Who do I sue?" For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.